down to business. Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
Now, I'm delighted to say that I'm down in Wicklow, about to take a tour on one of the greatest feats of Irish engineering, Turlough Hill Pump Storage Station, which has been generating electricity for over 40 years. My guide is none other than the CEO of the ESB, Mr. Pat O'Doherty. Pat, thanks for taking me out here today. We're down, if I can describe it for listeners, like a scene off the Moonraker film. We're in a tunnel. It's lit, it's cold, it's damp, and it looks to me to be an awesome feat of engineering.
Thank you, Bobby, and you're very welcome to Turlough Hill, ESB's pump storage station in the Wicklow Mountains. Yeah, it is. It's like something from a James Bond film set for sure. Hewn out of solid granite 40 years ago, and it's unique in ESB. It's a great example of long-range energy infrastructure planning.
This must have been some feat, Pat, and I know we're going to have a look around, but it's just even in this first place that we are here, which is in a tunnel that was bored out of what looks to be solid granite. How long is this tunnel?
The tunnel is...
approximately.
It's about a kilometre long.
Right.
A little under a kilometre long, and it's just... So 500 workers worked on this for 6 years, and it was commissioned in 1974. And a lot of the workforce would have been camped up here for large parts of the construction period.
So a six-year period, and the ethos, let's call it, it's not the ethos, but the function of Turlough Hill as a generating station is one that provides electricity when electricity is cheap, i.e. you pump the water up the hill and let it flow back down again, and Bob's your uncle.
That's it, Bobby. That's it.
I should have been an engineer,
I
know.
Should have been an engineer. You've all, that's it. So electricity, you know, at night time, demand for electricity is low, rises over the course of the day, peaks in the evening and falls off again. Electricity is cheaper at night time than it is at daytime. And what Turlough Hill tries to do is to level the demand. So it uses cheap electricity at night time to pump water up a mountain, 600 metres above us here, a big lake. And it generates it during the day, and it generates it during the day at peak times, so it keeps the prices of peak electricity down, and it uses nighttime, cheap nighttime electricity to pump the water up. And what it does is it provides what's called flexibility to the system. You cannot store electricity yet in large volumes, and Turlough Hill is what's called pumped storage, so you're effectively storing energy in water that's stored in a reservoir, a man-made reservoir, 600 metres above us.
Okay, now we're going to have a look around. We're in the tunnel now. Sure. Where are we off to next?
So we're going to head down the tunnel here, and we'll go into the turbine hall.
Okay.
So the turbine hall is where the four turbines are, and they're directly beneath the upper reservoir, the man-made upper reservoir is above us. And water is brought through a couple of large pipes into the turbines, turns the turbines, and it exits then into a lower lake. So there's two lakes here, a man-made lake at the top of the mountain and a natural lake, Loch Nahanigan, at the bottom. So we pump water at night time from the lower lake up to the upper lake, and it comes down at night time, or sorry, during the daytime when it's needed, at peak times particularly. There's another use of Turlough Hill, which is it's backup. So in any kind of engineering system, it's of discrete interconnected components, there's always a possibility of a failure of one. So in order to keep the lights on, if a power plant fails, Turlough Hill can kick in literally instantly. So in 5 seconds, it can go from minimum output to maximum output.
And what you're storing is water, not electricity.
What we're storing is
water. But you just press
water.
The button and you generate it now.
No need to press a button in that backup situation. It all happens automatically. In
okay.
fact, you couldn't press a button fast enough.
Right, okay.
Right? So it happens automatically.
Okay, this is great. Okay, bear with us, folks. We're in Turlough Hill. Been shown around by CEO of ESB, Pat O'Doherty. This is truly an amazing and spectacular place. Stand by. Now, we're in the control room, and I have to say this is a little bit like something I looked at in The Simpsons with Mr. Burns and Homer and all the buttons and the screens and everything. And Dennis is the controller here. How are you, Dennis?
I'm very good.
Lovely to meet you, Dennis. And this is some operation you're running here. Tell me exactly what your function is here. You're almost like a choir master or somebody who's directing traffic. You're coordinating nine other hydroelectric stations as well as Turlough Hill.
So we're the shift manager here in Turlough Hill. We look after the HEC. So our primary function here is to load, deload units across the hydro fleet as required by AirGrid. We keep an eye on alarms, we look at river levels, we look at maintaining river flows. And basically that's our primary function here.
So you're here, I presume this function is manned 24/7, is it?
24/7, I have my Christmas dinner here this year and all.
Turkey and all, right?
Turkey and all.
Jenny, okay, well you're doing a great job, so keep doing what you're doing. I know Pat speaks very highly of you, so it really is great to see engineering at its best here. Okay, we'll move on, Pat.
Okay, Bobby.
Now, Pat, we're at the summit, let's call it, and this is why I joked earlier about Moonraker, but this is absolutely incredible. I've never seen anything like this.
This is where the volcano opens, Bobby, and you go down into the heart of the mountain or something like that, you know?
Like, it's all you can see, folks. Just to describe it for you, we're standing on the top of a dam. There's just this mass of water. You can't see a house or anything for miles, but you've got this view right over the Wicklow Mountains. And what's that in the middle of the lake, Pat?
I suppose technically that's called the intake tower, but you can consider what we're looking at here is a big basin.
Right.
2.5 billion litres of water nearly at full, and that's the plug in the sink. So you open that up and the water goes down through the pipe and down into the turbine hall where we were earlier.
So Dennis presses a button.
Lifts the plug, the water goes down, and he presses a few other buttons and dials up a few dials, and we're generating electricity.
Incredible. Pat, I wanted to ask you about the integration of such, a physical structure in the beautiful surroundings that we are in here today. Because I think it's a credit to the ESB and a credit to the engineers involved in this project that the sensitivity around the environment looking at it today, to be absolutely protected.
Yeah, this is an area of outstanding natural beauty. And so Turlough Hill is built at the Wicklow Gap, right? So it's between the road between Blessington and Lara. And so integrating it into the landscape was a key part. So, you know, environmental architects were engaged to make this look as natural as possible. This is a man-made structure on the top of a mountain, and the building is faced with a granite-type structure as well, all to blend in with the landscape. So a lot of effort was put into making this blend in into an area of outstanding beauty.
So that was somebody's vision 40 years ago, but this is as relevant today, this facility here on Turlough Hill, because once it's built, and I think you made the point earlier, okay, there's some maintenance cost and maintenance, but it can last 100, like you're still generating out of Ardna Crusher for 90 years.
Yeah, Ardna Crusher was built 90 years ago, 90 years ago. This was over 40 years ago. So these last forever. By and large, a lot of the components are still the original components. We've changed out turbine blades, we've changed out electrical parts, we've changed out control systems. With the proper care and maintenance, these will go forever. So it's 40 years old, Ardna Crusher is 90 years old. And this is as relevant today. And the amazing thing, when I think about this, the relevance of this in terms of flexibility, in terms of support of the system, in terms of continually matching demand and supply, where you can't store electricity, it's relevant. It is as relevant today as it was 40 years ago, and it will be similarly relevant in the future. And in the context of wind, then, this becomes even more relevant because of that flexibility. When the wind doesn't blow, then this fills in the gap.
Okay. And, when I'm standing up here on this, looking into this reservoir with you today, I was kind of thinking maybe this could be a great tourist attraction, or this could be something that, everybody would like to see. It's not really possible because it's an engineering site, but am I right in saying you can visit Ardna Crusher?
Yeah, this is an engineering facility, and obviously there's key consideration around safety, like there's water here. But people hike back and forward across here, and that's fine. We don't open the facility here to public tours.
Right.
But we've just opened Ardna Crush as part of our 90th. This is ESB's 90th anniversary. And as part of the 90th, we've opened Ardna Crush to public tours. And we're booked out now in Ardna Crush.
Great.
People coming to see Ardna Crush.
Well, I was there last year as I went down through the dam, but I'm hoping to get back there again. Well, so we might do that another day.
You'd be very welcome, Bobby.
Good
very man. Welcome.
Okay. Now, Pat, you set up at the summit there when we were looking into the reservoir about Turlock Hill being as relevant today as it was 40 years ago and that it would be still relevant in another 40 years. Can I ask you about just the grid generally and the way we actually make our electricity and store electricity? Now, you know, you said this was a project of its time, but what's the future of electricity? And can you tell me where wind is?
Okay, so I think Turlock Hill opens up a few interesting questions. So the whole concept of storage. So as I said earlier, Turlock Hill stores water in an upper reservoir, and that's the energy that is stored. But the future of the electricity system is now being kind of been thought about, and and it's all about carbon. It's all about removing carbon. So today we generate electricity by burning fossil fuels. That generates carbon, creates greenhouse gases. That's the climate change piece. So we have to take fossil fuels over time out of electricity generation.
Right.
And wind today, so Ireland, last year about 25% of Ireland's electricity was produced from wind. And interesting enough, about on the 10th of June, on a very windy day, 60% of Ireland's electricity was produced by wind.
So what's that telling us then? So wind, and I don't really understand the economics of it. I know it's subsidised. And does that mean that we're weaning ourselves off fossil fuels? The subsidy will be here for a while, and then wind will be self-sustainable.
Okay, so I suppose the role of subsidy is interesting. So subsidy is needed to incubate and encourage new technology, new developments, and that's what it has done for wind. Post-2020, I don't believe there'll be a subsidy for wind. For onshore wind particularly, the subsidy will fall away, and maybe the subsidy will go somewhere else to other new
right.
technologies. So, and the real opportunity, you know, electricity and electricity companies from being part of the climate change problem are potentially now part of the solution to this. And then you can go and electrify your transport and your heat and take carbon out of the economy altogether.
Okay.
That's the big vision for electricity. The future is electric, Bobby.
We saw the vision here 90 years ago. And again, it's really interesting to hear you articulate, you know, the supposed vision. And it's been a pleasure being here with you today, Pat.
Thank you, Bobby. We got the power to that. We got the power to do that.
Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.